Joseph in Los Angeles. Dennis Prager, hi.
Hey, Dennis. Great to be talking to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I am a clinical psychologist, and I'm actually named after my father, Joseph Nicolosi, who wrote the books that were banned on Amazon. I've taken over the clinic, and this was a huge shock for us. We've sold somewhere between 50 and 100,000 copies of the books through Amazon. I think they're in 7 languages or something, and it's been a real surprise.
Well, it's an interesting question. I don't know whether I'm surprised or not. I don't think Jeff Bezos is committed to liberty. Bought the Washington Post, it didn't become a great advocate of freedom as a result. It's a great question whether it's surprising or not, but after Google and YouTube, I guess this is the next place for it to happen. As I said, it's irrelevant whether one agrees with your dad or you or your clinic or not. It's irrelevant. If we should be able to sell essentially anything if it's a book. Otherwise, Amazon controls what people read, and that's very scary. But you didn't see this coming?
No, I didn't see it coming specifically to us. There were hundreds upon hundreds of positive reviews of the book of people saying it had changed their lives, and I think that was also a threat. Like you said, is it a surprise? Is it not a surprise? I think it's happening faster. The deplatforming is happening faster than I thought. And I knew, we should know the left uses bully tactics and anti-intellectual, anti-scientific tactics of suppressing information. But it's accelerating faster. And I would hear of other people being deplatformed in one way or another. I just didn't think it would happen to me anyway, to our family this quickly.
Yeah, it does. It happens unbelievably quickly. Maybe you should go into the conversion therapy for transgender. Then they will highlight your book.
That's right. They'll celebrate it.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the science, and this is the main point, that they think that we're writing these books for political purposes. We're not. We're coming from a scientific perspective. And as a clinical psychologist, what is not being told to the public is that we're seeing new studies every day, every week, showing neuroplasticity, the idea that regions of the brain, specifically regions of the brain that are related to sexual preference, are the same regions that we know change over time, like the thalamus, the hypothalamus. Our brains have the capacity to wire and rewire themselves based on our life experiences. And this is what our clients have been saying, and the mainstream media is not listening to these people. Even the American Psychological Association has acknowledged...
No, drop the word even.
Yeah, that's right. I won't use that anymore, right.
The American Psychological Association is no different from anything in the LGBTQ world. The LGBTQ world says march. The American Psychological Association marches.
Right. There was a nationwide study among clinical psychologists through the American Psychological Association. This was a few years back. They were asked, are you male or female? Or they had an option to say, I'm not sure. 5% of clinical psychologists, these people all have PhDs and are members of the American Psychological Association, 5% checked, I'm not sure, which is a higher percentage than an average sampling of 2-year-olds.
Forget 2-year-olds. It's 1,000% greater, 10,000% greater than a normative interview or a poll of adults. Send me those reviews. I would be very interested in seeing them. You see, folks, it's interesting. The left doesn't take its own word seriously. They tell us that there is a total range, right? That's not, nothing's binary. So that, which by the way, I don't believe that with regard to sex, but I do believe that with regard to sexual behavior. I think that History shows to me, and this will become clear in my Bible commentary on the book of Leviticus, but the fact that in Rome and Greece and China and Mesoamerica and Asia and everywhere we know of in the ancient world, men regarded boys, not prepubescent, but teenage boys, young men, as their lust objects, aside from sex with their wives. I mean, shows that there is a deep bisexuality that is normal. That's what it would seem to me. I may not see it in me, but I do see it in history. So the question then becomes, should values in any way shape your behavior, since theoretically you could go in either direction? But the left does not want values to shape behavior. They want feelings to shape behavior. We'll be back.
The Dennis Prager Show.
And we're all tired and lonely.
I want to remind you, well, actually, it's not remind because I never told you, but tomorrow in Minneapolis is a sneak preview of the film that Adam Carolla and I have made and will be coming out in September. No Safe Spaces. And the information is at DennisPrager.com. There are a few tickets left, and the director will be there to have a Q&A afterwards, and he's a terrific man. You will enjoy him. You will love the movie. It's a very I'm very proud of it. They did a great job. So again, those of you in Minneapolis, you could see the film a couple of months in advance of it coming out one time at the Parkway Theater. All right. Just wanted you to know about that. And God, is that relevant? Oh, my God, with this Amazon. The Amazon story should give you the creeps. Tell me, I'm curious, why is the analogy inappropriate? Amazon getting rid of all books by this guy, this psychologist, Catholic, because they don't agree with what he writes on homosexuality, getting rid of it completely, and the burning of books in the 1930s in Germany. Other than the fact that you agree with the books that the Nazis burned, and you disagree with the books that Amazon got rid of, I fully get that. Why does that justify what they're doing? Nobody could have predicted the decline in free speech in American life that has taken place in our lifetime. In any of your lifetime, even if you're 25, it has taken place in your lifetime. It was, many things were predictable, but this one, I think this has just caught people off guard. And really the question becomes, will the country that was founded on give me liberty or give me death, liberty, one of the three principles of the American Trinity, liberty in e pluribus unum, in God we trust. So God's been gotten rid of by the left. E pluribus unum is gotten rid of by the left. From many, one, that's considered a vile right-wing notion that people should assimilate into the American bloodstream. And so the last one remaining is liberty. And then the left will have crushed everything America stands for. And that you don't see this, if you don't see this, there's something wrong with you. It's not meant to offend you. I can't be offending you. I don't know who you are. But I, there's something wrong with you. If you, it's right there in front of you. How does a liberal defend what Amazon is doing? How? I need an answer to that. Because you don't agree with it? Because you claim it does harm? You know how many books do harm? If every book that did harm was banned, a vast number of books would be banned. You know how many defenses of communism there are? Do they not do harm? Communism has slaughtered more human beings than anything in history in just one century. Why should Amazon be allowed to sell books that defend, or for that matter, defend Nazism? It shows you the power of LGBTQ. There is no power that rivals them. You can sell pro-Nazi books, but you can't sell books by a psychologist who said, listen, if you'd like to live a heterosexual life, I can give you therapy that can. That you can't sell. You can sell books pro-Nazi, pro-communist on Amazon. But if it offends LGBTQ, the act, I've said this for years, there is no meaner group on the left than the LGBTQ activists. They will destroy anything that they differ with, anything. And wimps go along with it because the human condition is cowardice. That's the way it is. The human condition is cowardice. That is the way people are built. It takes courage to fight. Courage is the rarest of the abilities. There will be no outcry with regard to what Amazon did because people don't want to take, they don't care about taking on Amazon. They care about taking on LGBTQ. All right, everybody, you're listening to the Dennis Prager Show. Paul, Atlanta, Georgia. Hi.
Hey, Dennis, longtime listener.
Thank you.
I picked up a book back in the late 80s by Cal Thomas called Book Burning. I don't know if it's still available or, better yet, can you find it on Amazon? But it was called Book Burning by Cal Thomas. It was an excellent and eye-opening book on this subject.
I'm looking it up right now, and it is available there. Book Burning, paperback, April 1st, 1983, Cal Thomas.
And 83, okay.
Yeah, you hit it. So let's see. So he titled it that. Did he predict anything?
I think by the title, he was giving examples of things that were becoming not available, even, you know, in the early days of computers. You know, we didn't have the instant publishing, but certainly this was brought up. Now, my memory's not that good back to 83, but the book was right what the title says, that book burning was going on. And in other guise, nobody's piling books in a stack in a, you know, in a town meeting of the brown shirts back in the late 30s. But in essence, the same thing is going on, as you point out, with Amazon's latest reincarnation of this awful, abysmal practice.
Yep. It's folks, this is this. I learned of this today, right as the show began. I was not aware of it as of yesterday. I didn't predict this would happen. It is not surprising that it did. Nobody, even one of the richest men on earth, can stand up to the LGBTQ suppressors of liberty. The amount of meanness that comes from those activists, they are so filled with hate at anybody who says anything other than 100% what they agree with is to be shut down. And so people don't want to mess around. That's it, because as I said, even Bezos quakes at LGBTQ. I mean, why does he allow? As I said, I'd like to know, if I could ask Jeff Bezos a question, I would like to know, why do you sell pro-Nazi and pro-communist books? Which, by the way, he should. I just want to make that clear. But why do you sell that? But you will not sell a Catholic psychologist's case for people who would like to lead heterosexual lives who are gay. I mean, given that the literature is like 1,000 to 1 in the other direction. And what do you say to a person? I have met such people. What do you say to a gay person who says, you know what, I wish I weren't gay. I would like to be able to, I'm a man and I want to make love to a woman and I want to make a father, a wife, a father, mother, family. What do you say to that person? You're out of your mind. It's not possible. Maybe it isn't possible. Although my wife and I met such a human being who was totally candid. He still fantasizes men on occasion, but he has a sexual life with his wife, and he's a much happier human being now because this is what he wanted to do. He wanted to be married to a woman and make a family. What do you say to that guy? You're evil. You're stupid. You deny who you are, whereas men who become women don't deny who they are. John in Flint, Michigan. Hi.
Hey, Dennis. How you doing?
Okay.
Well, I just had a couple things I wanted to say. One about your comparison between the book burning and the Amazon nonsense. There's an important distinction here, and don't get me wrong, I am not by any means defending Amazon's move, but they are a private business, they are not government, and they're not the only bookseller. They're free to do something regardless of how stupid it is.
I know they're free to do it.
Government outright banning it.
Right, the people who burn the books were private citizens too.
Okay, then we must be thinking about specific differences.
Right? No. No. In the 1930s, Nazi hooligans would take Jewish books. They would take Freud. I believe Freud was one of them. They would take books that they didn't agree with, and they would throw them in a fire. That's perfectly legal in the United States.
That was more government-directed, though, not just something they did out there on their own.
Okay, so if they did it on their own, you would acknowledge that they could do it. Could it be done in America? Could people have a book burning in the United States legally?
If it's their own property, they can't gather up someone else's books.
No, obviously, that's stealing.
Yeah.
So the point that something, the amount of legal things that are immoral and can crush a society is very large. I mean, you're right. I didn't say that Amazon did something illegal. But as the most powerful conduit of book selling in the United States and probably the Western world, it's a very scary development. That's all. Can something be legal and evil? Yes, of course it could be legal and evil. I mean, I want to make this clear. There's no comparison, but the communist regimes made terrible things, and Nazi regime, their Nazi regime made horrible things legal. Legality should never be confused with morality. Sometimes they have a lot in common. Sometimes they have nothing in common. I said this many, many years ago. If America is destroyed from within, it will be done legally. I said that many, many years ago. I should revive that comment. Meaning that it will be done legally, and meaning that it will be done through law. 1-8-PRAGER-776.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi.